not just about losing the weight. I can have a few pounds on me, but be healthier if I have good blood sugar, you know, than being thin with my blood sugar looking awful. So, you know, I think that we have to reframe the way we look at it and say, I want to be healthy, not I want to get skinny. My name is Becky Stacy. I was born and raised in Hazard, Kentucky. So I've lived here my whole life, and I'm a retired kindergarten teacher. And now I'm the executive director of the Appalachian Early Childhood Network. My mother, she passed away a couple of years ago, and she was diabetic. And I remember we became her caregiver the last few years of her life, my sister and I mostly. And she just would not try to keep her diabetes in check. She would say, I'll eat what I want, and then I'll have a shot later. And it was so frustrating. And it was, you know, I just remember being so upset with her. And not long before she died, I had not been taking care of myself, of course, because I was getting little sleep. I was taking care of her all the time. I was still working, you know, not eating right, and just became ill, so ill that I had to go to the doctor, and that's when I was diagnosed with diabetes and hypothyroidism and, you know, depression, anxiety, you name it, it was all there. I was surprised. I just didn't think it would happen to me, even though my sister was diagnosed, my brother, you know, my whole family, basically. But as a child and a young adult, I was very active, very healthy. You know, I didn't have a weight problem. It wasn't until I became an adult. And so I guess, yeah, it came as a shock to me, but it was from years of not taking my health seriously. So, you know, it's not just hereditary. I could have prevented it, type 2. And so my journey was, I was like, okay, I'm going to beat this. I'm not going to be like my mom. I'm going to do this, which was great for about 4 months. And then I kind of, acted like my mom. When I went for my checkup in February to have my blood work done and those kinds of things, my doctor told me that my A1C was back up to 9 and she was considering an insulin shot. And that terrified me because that was what my mother lived with. And so I said, please just let me try one more time. I promise you I'll do it this time. And I think this time I've got it. Since February, I have really dedicated myself to make sure that I'm not going to let this disease kill me if I can help it, you know. So my A1C at one time was 12, which is astronomical. I do have it down to 6 right now, but I have to watch everything that goes in my body, and I have to make sure that I'm doing my exercises. And it takes I know it's cliche, but it takes a lifestyle change. It really, really does. The first time I went extremely low carb, and I wasn't exercising like I do now, but it worked, but it was so restrictive that eventually I couldn't maintain. So this time I'm more balanced in everything that I do. I make sure not only I do eat low carb, but I do add in some carbs, good carbs. And I make sure that I balance with the exercise. I make sure that I'm not, you know, at one time I was drinking lots of diet soda, which even without the sugar, it's still not good for you. So I switched it out for water. Guacamole with vegetables instead of with chips. I've done that. Just those kind of small changes have made a big difference for me in terms of being able to maintain and not fall off the wagon again, you know. I think one of the things is retraining your brain to think, am I really hungry, or is this just something that I'm doing? I'm just eating because could I get up and take a walk instead or have a glass of water and I won't need something to eat. So it's rewiring your brain, I think, as well. You know, bread is hard for me not to have. When you go to a restaurant and any of the restaurants that bring bread out, you know, the first thing I have to say is I don't need bread. Or if I go to a Mexican restaurant, you know, chips come first. And I say I don't. And it's almost like they don't understand why you don't want chips. No, I don't need chips. But I've actually been able to do it, and I've actually been able to sit with friends and family that do eat bread and do eat chips, and it's okay. I've been hiking for about a year and a half, but the past probably 6 months, I've been serious about it. So I have my own hiking group on Facebook, and, you know, I invite people to come and hike with me, or say, or tell them, you know, you can go here, this is where I go. I mostly do the trail system here in Perry County, at the Perry County Park. But gosh, I would go to the Gorge, Red River Gorge. I would go to, there's some great trails in London. Or I would just go to the walking track and do a couple of laps there. You know, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. If you're moving, that's what really matters. And the first time I did a hike, it was like a tenth of a mile and I was killed. So you just got to keep moving. Eventually it gets better. And I guess the thing is, as a child, I in Eastern Kentucky, one of the things that we did was we played in the hills a lot. We were in the hills a lot. And so I thought, why can't I do that now? Why, as an adult, do I think that I'm not allowed to do that? So I found that joy again, I guess. And every day I would go back and just try to go a little bit farther, even if I had to stop and rest. And yeah, it's just brought, as a 51-year-old, I feel like a kid again when I'm in the hills. And it's made a big difference in my blood sugar readings, a big difference. I probably lost 30 pounds since February. I'd like to lose about 30 more if I can. But you know, that's a slow loss rate. I had to look at it as a long term, so I may not be losing weight at a, you know, high rate. You know, it may take me a long time, but my cholesterol looks good, my A1C looks good, you know, that my pulse rate has gone down, you know, just my resting pulse rate, everything has changed just because of these little changes that I've made. So, and I try not to look at the scale as much as, you know, I used to, because that's very daunting too, if you don't see it move like you want it to, you know. But you may not see it, but things are happening if you really stick to that lifestyle change. I get lots of feedback just asking me, where are you going hiking? What kind of diet are you doing? I'd really like to do this. But what I usually hear is a but at the end of that. But, whatever. And I have to say, well, I have those buts too. You just have to figure out a way. You have to say, I'm going to do this for myself. So if it's 30 minutes before you get the family up or whatever, I say to myself, you're going to die if you don't do it. I mean, I know that sounds horrible, but diabetes will kill me if I don't take care of myself. Or I will, you know, start to lose limbs or digits and that kind of thing. And it scares me. And so I hate to say that I'm scared straight, but I really am. I'm kind of like, I don't want that to happen to me. So, you know, I encourage, I have other family members right now who are pre-diabetic, and I'm like, you have to understand this is serious. You can't wait until it's gone too far. So my thinking is, I have to. I don't have a choice. So I've been fully vaccinated since probably April. It wasn't a decision to me. As soon as it was made available, I knew that I would get it to protect whoever I needed to protect. I have a son who's 23. He said, as soon as I can get it, I'm going to get it. I have a sister who is compromised. She has lung issues. I wasn't going to be around her unless I was vaccinated, you know. So I did feel like, again, I'm as healthy as I've ever been, but I still do have a chronic condition, and I don't need to be getting anything that I don't have to have. I don't need to be getting a virus that could kill me. So I really didn't have any side effects other than a sore arm. So I felt like that was protecting me and my family. Actually, before COVID, I didn't care to go out to the fast food restaurant and grab my food. And, you know, as COVID came through, we would do grocery pickup, and I would make sure that I was cooking at home and that kind of stuff. So actually, probably that was a good thing for me and kind of made that change stick a little bit more, because when I could go back out, I'm like, oh, well, this was easy to make, and it was, you know, it tasted good and it was low carb. So I'll just make that again instead of going out to McDonald's or whatever. And my exercise part, because you could go out into the hills anytime, you didn't have to worry about being in a crowd. So maybe that's a good thing out of the pandemic. We'll have to mark that down. I'm not doing anything faddish. I'm not trying to limit my carbs so much that it's unsustainable. I am, you know, I'm not exercising till I drop. I'm exercising, I guess, in a way that I know is good for my body. So I find, you know, there may be a day where I'm like, I'm just you know, I'm going to take today off as far as my exercising. But tomorrow I know I'll be back on the trails, or I'll be back doing my run or whatever I need to do. But I do feel like it's sustainable, and I think that's so important when we talk to people about how to control your diabetes. You have to pick something that's sustainable for you. And often people just talk about losing the weight, and it's not just about losing the weight. I can have a few pounds on me but be healthier if I have good blood sugar, you know, than being thin with my blood sugar looking awful. So, you know, I think that we have to reframe the way we look at it and say, I want to be healthy, not I want to get skinny. So, I don't know. That's what I'd like to see, is just as people in our area become educated about it and work on prevention. Not wait until, oh, you're diabetic. Well, yeah, there's something we can do about that. Even though heredity does play a part in it, we can still make some changes that'll drastically reduce our chances. And come and join me hike, because I'll gotta hike any day of the week.
Again, you've been hearing from Becky Stacy of Hazard. To see where Becky's gone on her latest hike, you can check out her Facebook page, Becky's Hiking Adventures. And for more hiking opportunities in Perry County, you can check out the Pathfinders of Perry County, also on Facebook. And finally, for more stories on preventing and controlling type 2 diabetes in Eastern Kentucky, check out our project website, PreventDiabetesEKY.org.